What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on the social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder and said traits and said just toxic behaviors overall. Today's episode is going to be about how narcissistic people can use their tears to manipulate you with. I had a question in my inbox. Well, not in my inbox, my comment section. Some lady was just like, hey, Lee, will narcissists fake cry to get you to feel sad for them? Will narcissists use their tears to manipulate you? Yes. Hell yes. Yes, but in red. You know, one of those big pie charts? There's like red and have like a little slice of blue, a big pie chart with this is completely red, but I have a little pie, like a little piece of blue. Yes, in red, and little piece of blue is also yes in blue. Yes, narcissistic people will 100% use their tears to manipulate you. They'll use their snot to manipulate you. They'll use their gag reflex or lack thereof to manipulate you. They'll throw up. They'll do. Yeah, I'm just telling you. Narcissistic people, and when they're crying in front of you, when they're begging and pleading you for a second, third, 15th, 25th chance, they are not genuinely apologetic. They're not sincere. They are absolutely using their tears to manipulate you because they got caught up in doing something wrong. They got caught up by wronging you, and now they want you to feel sorry for them. So they're using their tears to manipulate you. Because especially, I know women are narcissists as well. Women can be narcissistic as well, y'all. But especially if it's a man crying, for some reason, a man's tears, they just get you. When a woman or another man sees a man cry, it's just like, oh my goodness, you must mean this. Because you're crying, because you're blubbering, because your eyes are red, because you literally just threw up all that Domino's pizza, that pizza from earlier. You know, you threw up your favorite meal, the pineapples on pizza. You threw it up today. You must mean these tears. You must be apologetic. You must be sincere. No. When all else fails, cry. When all else fails, throw up. When all else fails, threaten to jump off a bridge or, you know, do something, you know, put something around your neck and kick the chair out from under you. Threaten to do that type of stuff. Narcissistic people, toxic people will absolutely do that. They will use their tears, manipulation, whatever. It's just all emotional manipulation. They'll threaten to send it like, I'm going to go see God. I'm going to go to heaven today. What do you mean go to heaven? I'm going to, because you won't forgive me and you not falling for my tears. I'm going to go see God. It's not running. Okay, babe, you look disgusting. Can you wipe your nose like while you're crying? No, this is how real I am. This is how real these tears are. The snot is real. The snot is absolutely real. That's how it works, y'all. That's how it works with narcissists and toxic people. That's absolutely how it works. If you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person, understand that's how it goes. You know what I mean? They're going to use their tears to manipulate you. They'll use their snot or whatever. They want you to care. They want you to care because their tears can throw you off the scent. It's just like, you know, it's just like a drug dealer putting coffee grounds over the drugs to throw the dogs off the scent. This the blood smelling the drug dogs. I don't know if that works. I saw that on a movie one time. It might not work. Don't try that if you're trying to smoke a drug. Sorry, y'all. I get carried away sometimes. But yeah, totally. And this is the other side of that equation right here, y'all. Narcissistic people, when you cry, they think you're using your tears to manipulate them because they use their tears, our tears. We use our tears to satisfy some of y'all because y'all think I'm trying to get away from being a narcissist. We use our tears to manipulate you, so we assume you're doing the same thing to us. That's just the truth of it right there. Narcissistic people think that you are using your tears to manipulate them because they use their tears to manipulate you. That's just it. Narcissistic people, we project how we think and how we see the world onto other people. Because we do it, we assume that you do it. We assume because we have the meaning behind our tears like this, we assume you have the same meaning behind your tears. You see how that works right there? So y'all, don't fall for the theatrics because that's all it is. It's theatrical. If you take a step back, it is absolutely hilarious because they'll be boohoo crying, begging, pleading for forgiveness or whatever, and be lying and look at you and lie the whole time. I know people, you probably fallen, some, a lot of people have probably fallen for it before, men and women tears. You know, a lot of people have probably fallen for it before, but like, that's the way of it sometimes, y'all. You're going to fall for it if you don't understand it. Now, if you understand it and you fall for it, then you, a lot of people are going to see you choosing it. A lot of people, well, you knew, you learned about narcissists and fake tears. And you listened to a whole Lee Hammack video about how to use their tears to manipulate you, and you fell for it. You didn't fall for it. You chose it. A lot of people, like I said, the more you learn about narcissists and the more you share about narcissistic stuff, and the more you tell people you've been in a narcissistic relationship, and then you go back into it, people don't feel sorry for you anymore, y'all. Especially if you've been, it seems like you are a liar, honestly. Because if you've been dragging your significant other online, even if it's the truth, if you've been dragging your significant other online, like calling them a narcissist, telling the whole world that they're toxic, and just really showing them, telling the world what they have done to you, all the bad stuff that they have done to you, if you go back into that relationship after that, people will no longer listen to you, or you won't hold any kind of, like, you don't look truthful anymore. Oh, you must have been lying about all of that because you took them back after you said all of that. So watch what you do on that case right there. Because a lot of people, they do it. You see her, you start talking about narcissists and stuff like that, being treated terribly and being abused, being a victim of abuse. And then you go back into it and people stop believing you. People stop believing you. I know that's a little bit off topic, but that just popped into my head. Because if you talk about narcissism, you talk about being a victim, but then you go back into it with the same person, people won't believe you anymore. You sometimes they'll leave you alone. You'll be on your own. You think you were isolated before? Go back into the same relationship. Go back into the same relationship. People turn on you. I'm telling you, and people are just like, I'm just telling you how it goes, how it looks, the optics. You look like a liar. Once you out somebody for being an aggressive, a narcissistic abuser, and then you go back into it, you look like a liar to a lot of people. So watch what you post online. If you go back into it, you have to do a lot of scrubbing because people are not going to believe you anymore. They'll think you are the problem. Oh, so they must have been lying. You know what I mean? They must have been lying. So again, watch what you post and watch if you go back into it, because I'm just telling you, you don't. People will stop believing you. I know that was off topic a little bit, y'all, but yeah. But it needed to be said. Y'all know how I go. I get to talking, I get to ranting and stuff like that. That needed to be said. Because some people, I know a lot of people, some people out here that you tell your story and you tell your story, and then the other person smooths their way back into your life with promises of change, and then guess what? Boom, you back into it. Guess what? People are just like, well, I thought they were abusive. I thought they were a liar, cheater, or a manipulator. I thought they put their hands on you. I thought they choked you in front of everybody. You took them back? Wow, okay. Then you no longer have a support. Your support system dwindles. I'm just telling you how that goes, y'all. But yeah, back to the crying epidemic. I'm going to post a video here later, y'all. A woman actually sent me a video of her ex crying when she caught him cheating. And it's absolutely, yeah, so it's not funny in the moment, y'all. It can't be funny because you're going to laugh. I promise you're going to laugh. Because the first, it's 20 seconds of him just, I'm sorry. It's hilarious. Now, because people do that all the time. I'm just telling you. You can make an album out of narcissistic crying and them not meaning it, because they go back to doing the same thing over and over again. Consistent change behavior is the only acceptable apology. But Lee, how long should we give them? How long do you got? You're not going to be young forever. You're not going to be pretty forever. You're not going to be healthy forever. You mean, how much longer do you want? How much more time do you have to give to this person on the hope that they change? The hope that they go back. The hope. They were crying and they were crying and the tears seemed real. The tears always seem real. The tears always seem real, but the tears are not coming from accountability. The tears are coming from shame, not accountability, not remorse, not guilt, shame from getting caught, from their life being turned upside down. Like they sound like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. My life got flipped, turned upside down. That's what they're crying for. That's why they're crying, begging, pleading for another chance, because their life is getting turned upside down. Not because they feel bad for what they did to you, because if they felt bad for what they did to you, they would have either stopped it in the moment or never got to that point. You mean, I'm pretty sure if they were clapping somebody else's cheeks, they were not crying and begging while I was clapping somebody else's cheeks. I can guarantee you that one. They were not crying, clapping somebody else's cheeks. Or getting their cheeks clapped by somebody else. They were not crying in the moment. But when you caught them, had you caught them lying, whatever, I guarantee now they're crying. They weren't crying in a moment. So think about that. Think about that right there. When they had their leg up clapping somebody else's cheeks, they weren't crying then. But y'all be forgiving. Y'all just don't forgive. You're too nice. I'm just telling you. Your niceness will be weaponized against you. Your niceness will be absolutely be used against you. You're too nice. You just are. Believe you're trying to chastise people for being too nice. No, I'm not chastising people for being too nice. I'm telling you that you're too nice, and they will get you taken advantage of. You don't have to. Again, y'all don't have to listen to me. I'm putting this video out. The only thing I can do. I can't control what you do with this information. I really can't. That's one of the things that ended me up in therapy is the fact that I was trying to control too much in my life. So only thing I can do is put the information in front of you. You have to do what you will. So people thank me. They're like, thank you, Lee, for putting the information out there. You saved my life. You changed my life. Yeah, I put the information out there. You took the action to save your own life. Some people take the exact same information and go back into toxic relationships and then expect people to feel bad for them. Once I put the video out there, I had to release my feelings.